Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's been a remarkable turnabout on Fox News. Now, remember something. Fox News has been anti-vax central for the last year. Even as it was being developed, they said, well, you know, who knows about it? Then when it was developed, well, you know, it might be dangerous. You don't know. They always do it in a weaselly way. They always say, they don't go, you know, don't take it. They go, well, there are questions. And as long as there are questions, you know, it's all baloney. They and the Republican Party, their article of faith has been, if Dr. Fauci and Biden think you should get the vaccine, you shouldn't get it. What I will never understand is why Trump didn't take credit for the vaccine more than he does. You know, they fast-tracked the vaccine, and they went from something like March or April of 2020 to an emergency approval in December. That was the quickest progression to emergency certification, I think, in history of any major illness. And it caused some people to think, well, maybe I shouldn't get it right away. So they sit back, okay. You know, after 300 million people have it, 300 million people, and it works. Come on, give me a break. Anyway, Trump snuck in and got himself vaccinated, I think right in January, and didn't tell anybody and keeps pounding the anti-vax drum. Fox pounds the anti-vax drum. Fox internally, it's been reported, is very, very strict about vaccines. They want you to get vaccinated if you work there, and they give you an internal Fox vaccine clearance passport, so to speak, and you can do certain things. And if you don't have it, you're more restricted. They get it, but they have been the anti-vaxxers, and they and the Republican Party are largely responsible for the fact that we don't have herd immunity, and that something like 40% of the country isn't getting vaccinated. Well, just the other day, Sean Hannity and other Fox News hosts, not all of them, pretended to abandon their anti-vax position. And they say, well, now we think you should get it. And Sean Hannity, this is the most amazingly disingenuous statements I've ever seen, I think. He looks into the camera, he says, I believe in the science of vaccine. He wormed in science. So nobody can say he's anti-science. I believe in the science of vaccine. Well, let me tell you something, Sean Hannity. This is July of 2021. You've been pounding the anti-vax drum for 6 months or longer. You have caused a lot of people not to get vaccinated. And that has caused them, some of them, to die. Tucker Carlson is even worse. Tucker Carlson will say things like, you know, technically, you know, you should get the vaccine. But then he goes on and he rants about the vaccine. If you watch Fox right now and you are a member of the hardcore Trump cult base, you're not going to get the vaccine. You're still not going to get the vaccine because they told you not to get it for at least 6 months or longer. And now they're going, well, yeah, maybe you should get it now. They don't say it with conviction. Too little, too late. Too little, too late. Among the members of Congress, a number of Republican congressmen won't get vaccinated. Rand Paul won't get vaccinated. The number two Republican, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, just got vaccinated yesterday, middle of July. And he goes, see, I believe in vaccine. Well, listen, Scalise, if you believe in vaccine, why didn't you get vaccinated in January? Why did you spend 6-7 months making fun of the vaccine, trashing the vaccine, causing a lot of folks in Louisiana not to get it? And when you don't get the vaccine, some folks die. What they are trying to do is simply cut spots for TV ads in the election. So if the Democrats say what I just said, which is true, that the Republican Party is one of the important sources responsible for the spread of the virus, because they urge people for at least 6-7 months, and even leading up to the development of the vaccine, sowing doubt. If you put on an ad like that, which is true, they will come back and have somebody like Moscow Mitch, who said yesterday, take the vaccine. He looks like a dead owl, you know, and he looks into the camera, and then they can say, here's Moscow Mitch. And they won't call him Moscow Mitch. They'll say, Senator McConnell of Kentucky, the minority leader, saying you should get it. And they won't say what date. They won't say, oh, it was July 20th. And here's five other clips where he had no comment, or he kind of shrugged his shoulders. And they'll show Steve Scalise. Here's the number two guy getting vaccinated. And they'll make it look like he got vaccinated in January. Now, you may say, okay, so what? As long as they come around, at least they come around. They're not coming around for two reasons. You don't wait till you have a couple of 100,000 more deaths than you had to, and absolutely nail into the Trump cult base that you shouldn't get vaccinated, and then try to reverse that by a couple of very, very unconvincing technical wink-wink statements. Like, well, yeah, I think you should now, without any explanation at all why they said for six, seven months, you shouldn't. Well, you should think about it. The truth is, and Tucker Carlson is the worst, he will throw in some language that could be interpreted as saying he doesn't have any problem with you getting vaccinated. But then he hits it very hard, like it isn't proven. You know, there are people that get sick from the vaccine, that COVID, for instance, doesn't affect people under 65 or who are not obese, that kind of stuff. And they pick, and they have resulted in keeping us from herd immunity. So when we go into this election in 2022, if you start seeing ads for a Republican saying that he, quote, believes in science, he, quote, thinks that you should get vaccinated, and that he was primarily responsible for people getting vaccinated, it's just flat out false. But that is what this is all about, just ginning up TV commercials, so that they can go and somehow refute the obvious, which is that COVID has regained its potency with the Delta variant. And there's another one, the South Africa variant, which in Europe they're calling the Beta variant. But that is even more toxic than the Delta variant. And that was permitted to mutate in a large herd of people who refuse vaccination. If we'd had herd immunity and 75 to 80% of the people had been vaccinated, there would not have been the playground for these other viruses, the mutations of the virus, to develop and continue to challenge us. So there you have it. There you have it. In the family values department, it's kind of a sad story, but it has to be thrown out. There's a guy who is the chair of the Republican Party in Florida named Joe Gruters. He was also the chair of Trump's campaign in Florida, and he is now under investigation for sexual harassment of a male aide. And this is the guy who is preaching a lot of stuff, and I don't want to hear from him anymore. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. What's on my mind, in 1971, I was in a bar with some friends. Actually, at that time, it was an 18-year-old drinking bar, so that goes back a while, and watched the Bucks rip up the championship. And last night, I was at some friends, and we watched the Bucks win. And I kind of lost my voice, and then it's kind of crazy. It's not like the Bucks can hear you, but the people over with were so excited. Things like this don't come along very often, and when they do, you've got to enjoy it. And a little groggy up this morning, for goodness sakes. But it's just a tremendous thing that's happened to Milwaukee, in my opinion. And to see the Deer District the way it was last night, I was almost scared they might not win because I didn't want to see the letdown. But I just got to say, Matt, this doesn't come along very often. I enjoyed last night, and it's just a cool thing. And I hope in the long run this is, you know, the new Buck owners are just, thanks for Cole, by the way, but the new Buck owners are just tremendous people. So anyway, with that, Matt, you have a great day, and what a great night for me. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Paul. Yeah, no, and we talked about the Bucks on top of the hour. It's a great thing. It's a great unifying thing. You look at the Deer District, 65,000 people. They were all shouting. You know, there were no politics. You know, there was no division. Everybody was united behind the Milwaukee Bucks, behind the Milwaukee Bucks. And I will say this about Herb Cole. Herb Cole is the guy that brought Giannis Antetokounmpo to Milwaukee. He brought Chris Middleton. That was not the new owners. He's the one that started the building of this team. Giannis was a kid from Greece, originally from Nigeria, and he saw the potential, and he paid the money to get him here, Herb Cole. And Herb Cole also sold the franchise to these investors who are good guys, and Wes and Mark Lazary, and Mark and Wes. And then he turned around and gave $100 million of it to build the Fiserv Forum. Herb Cole is one of the most generous guys in the state. He contributed $25 million for the Cole Center in Madison for the Badgers. So Herb Cole is the reason why we have this, in the sense of he built the team. And in those days, you're not going to get a championship the first year Giannis is there. But the reason Giannis is there is Herb Cole. Thank you for calling in, Paul. I'm ecstatic. Bucks in six. I'm going to yell that every other time. I'm going to yell it next year. Bucks in six. Going to a break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.